This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And today, hour number one, Kathy in Ohio, domestic engineering. She's our domestic engineer. And she's going to save us some money and share her thoughts on going forward as we prepare to survive going down the drain. Hour number two, me in the book. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
I'm really excited. I wanted to let you know that the water filtration system is opening up. And they're going to be shipping and all kinds of good news in the area of water filtration. So I wanted to tell you that. So, Kathy, what do you have on the blackboard for us today?
I know I won't get to the majority of it, but a few things I would like to talk about. Some of the shortages that I'm seeing, where I found them, how I found them, and the price increases. And I would like to talk a little bit about trying to get things ready if you have any transplanting to do with your garden or trying to get your gardens ready for the fall and the winter. And I also have a couple things on seeds and some of the demand on that industry. I talked to Mr. White yesterday, and we talked a little bit about that. So, like I said, I know I won't get to the majority of it, but I'm going to try to get to what I feel is, like, most important right now before we get into the winter season.
Okay. Are you going to talk about shortages first and what you found?
Sure. Vince, you've been talking about parts, and we had a few instances around here. And these are just some examples that we ran into. We needed a cartridge for the shower head, and it was just over a year old. So my husband was looking to replace it, and what cost $34 last year is now $79 for the same thing. And then he went to order the seats and springs for it, thinking that, well, he would try that first. And those have quadrupled just for those. So that is just one example of how when you go to get it, if you can get it, the prices are anywhere from double to four times what they were even a year ago, 6 months ago.
Kathy, when there was an announcement by the White House that they were going to send money to everybody get some relief, they might have called it. We said here on USA Prepares, get ready. This will be a massive inflationary event. And here it is. Here it is. I've tried to buy some tools, and I've bid on them on the Internet to what I think is a more than fair price. And I'm blown away by other bidders who just come in at the last minute, and they will bid two and three and four times what I would have bid. I can't believe it. I wanted to buy another battery charger on eBay. And this thing was at $53, and I thought, you know what? $53 plus, let's go to 70 or so, and the shipping is going to be 20, so that's going to bring it to 90. And this is a 40-year-old battery charger, and it went for well over $100 plus shipping. I couldn't believe it. And that's like four times what it cost when it was new, you know, 40 years ago. And I had the discussion with the family about the replacement shower controls. I've talked about this on the air. And get them. Get them while you can, because if you have a tiled shower or tiled bathtub enclosure and you can't get that shower control and it's leaking, 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 and you want to stop it from leaking. By the way, when it starts leaking, it doesn't get better. It gets worse. So if it's one drip, you know, every couple of seconds, you wait about a week and it's a drip or 50 drips a second. So it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And there's no fixing it by just waiting. You actually have to replace parts. And so what I've recommended that our class consider, like right now, is get the replacement shower control parts so that you can just take off that one little screw on the escutcheon, replace, you know, shut the water off, replace that shower control, and not have to, you know, cut out the tile and have a tile guy come in and a wallboard guy come in and replace the wall after the plumber's done hacking the wall apart. So it's real simple to fix if you have the parts. If it's real simple if there's forethought. And if you can't get the parts, it's a big problem, because then you have to replace the shower unit, the shower control unit, which means it's not the same size, same shape, same depth. It's different. And it's a mess to retrofit that in. So you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And what we do here at our farmhouse is when we bought faucets for the bathrooms, they're all the same. They're all the same. Two-lever, you know, hot and cold, simple. They are bar faucets, which means they have a high neck, and it's not like a standard bathroom faucet. It has a high neck, like 8 inches tall. And because I like that better than just a standard bathroom center set. That's what they call them, center set. Well, they're all the same. And so I have one spare for all of the bathrooms. Then for the kitchen, we have an extra whole complete set for the kitchen, because we have three faucets that are the same. Two of them are in use. So the plan is that if something goes wrong, at least we have one full set, you know, a spare complete faucet for the bathrooms and the kitchen. So that's our plan. And then the plan is to get more replacements for them, so that we don't have to change out the faucets. Because it used to be that a kitchen faucet with a high-rise neck would be $40, $39.99. Now, $300. So here you have it, and you're absolutely right. Get it now while you can, because I think it's going to get way worse than it is right now. And right now you're saying it's 3 to 4X or 2 to 4X, right, in price?
Yeah. Well, and I'm trying to do the same thing then. Every time I see something that I'm like, oh, you know, I should get a replacement for that, I make my own rye bread. And I used to be able to buy a 5-pound bag of flour, and I'm going to say it was probably $4, $4.50. I can't get a 5-pound bag of flour. I've looked everywhere in this area. Every time I've gone out, I'll look. I found for 22 ounces, I found it was $3.19 at one of the stores. So I bought three of them. That's all they had. And I, since then, they have not restocked them. But I got online, and for a 5-pound bag of flour, I think it was on Amazon, $23. And that, you know, if I go over 25, obviously, then there's not shipping. But the cost is right there. That's almost five times as much. And I can't get it unless I want to pay that kind of money. So I can't imagine that. Maybe if you have white bread, it will be cheaper. But if you want to go with rye or buckwheat or any of the other flours, the cost is just astronomical. And I freeze my flour when I get it home, and then I try to store it in for a while. If I have the room, I leave it in the freezer. If I don't, then I put it in an airtight container. But the other thing that I am noticing, and I wanted to mention to people, I know I mentioned it on one of the shows, but they make a food saver makes a lid, and it goes over a mason jar, and you can use regular standard canning lids, and they can be used as long as the seals aren't, like, crimped up on the side, as long as they're still flat. And you can use a food saver or a brake bleeder to vacuum out the air. And if you get online, just type in food saver mason jar lid, and you can see what they look like, and it shows you the hose and all that. Well, back when this whole thing happened, there was one on eBay for $10. And I didn't order it because I thought I had one. I was going to just wait and check in the morning. When I got up in the morning, it was sold. And since that time, they have gone from, on eBay, they are anywhere from $69, $49, $99. And I just checked on Amazon, and they're $99 for two lids. And they're not even showing that they're available right now. So I did a little research, and I'm kind of getting the feeling that either they have stopped making them for a while or they're just not available. But that's something that you can store any kind of dry food in a canning jar, whether it's rice or flowers or herbs or anything like that, beans, whatever you want, as long as you have ample use lids, which you can use, and I always double-check them. But when I got online and I saw that they were $100, and they were, I think they were $19 when this whole thing started. So the availability isn't there, and the cost is astronomical. But one of the things that you mentioned, Vince, was we have something here, and I'm sure it's probably nationwide, but we live rural, and we have, they're called online auctions. And you can see the picture, and it gives a description. And some of that is going pretty high now, too. But there's times where my husband has gotten Milwaukee tools, and he's gotten whole boxes of, like, nuts and bolts and fuses and things like that for just cents on the dollar. But you can bid online. You can go preview it. Normally they have one day where you can preview it if you want to go see what it looks like to see if it works. But we've gotten all kinds of things. I've gotten sewing things. I've gotten some canning jars and cabinets and tools and books. And you can get, like, amazing amounts of things. But now I think some of the people have caught on because some of those are really going up when people are bidding, because it must be the same thing. They're starting to not be able to find them.
Kathy, as you describe this, I was wondering, are you finding that other people have figured out what you have figured out? That are you finding that other people are discussing, boy, I can't get such and such, and boy, it's getting hard, or are they just not paying attention? What are you finding in your world?
Not paying attention. Yeah. People, you and I have talked before, people are just kind of oblivious. They just think, oh, well, it'll get better. It'll just get better. And they just don't understand that the supply is not there. And I'm hearing that the warehouses are empty. And that's why we're at the point now where they just can't get them, so there's no even slot on the store shelf.
I believe I heard you use the word brake bleeder. Is that what you used? Is that the term you used?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll be right back. Quite fascinating, class. I'd like you to hear this when we come back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy in Ohio is with us, and she just shared some of the depth of her knowledge, and she used the term break bleeder. And I only know a few people who know what a break bleeder is. That's impressive, Kathy. You want to tell us what that is?
Yeah, Vincent, I also know what a dielectric tape is, too, because I had to go get it from my husband, and the guy at the hardware store couldn't believe that he knew what it was.
You know, I was using dielectric grease yesterday, repairing an old truck, and I used dielectric grease. Class, it looks like Vaseline, okay? It's unscented, but it is a special grease that does not conduct electricity. And what I do is I put it on the sockets and the ends of the light bulbs and the connections of vehicles because it prevents moisture from getting to those contact surfaces. So what happens is it prevents corrosion. So the light bulbs keep working, the sockets don't corrode, the light bulbs don't fail at the connections and so forth. And dielectric grease and so forth. But a brake bleeder, Kathy, that do you want share with what that is, or do you want me to do it?
This I will try, but I'm sure with your knowledge you can explain it better. But what I use it for, if you can visualize, it looks like, to me, it looks like a hand pump, and it's got a gauge on it, and it has a tube that comes out of the pump. My husband calls it like a vacuum pump, but I've heard it called a brake bleeder, too. So just in case somebody's looking for it, I've seen it under both names. And it's got a little tip on the end that goes down narrow, and if you can visualize a canning jar with, let's say you want to put in dried basil, and you put a lid on there, and then you put this cap. It's a white cap from Food Saver, and it's got a little hole in it. So you put the lid on the jar, you put the cap on the jar, and then you put the tip that comes from the brake bleeder right in the hole, and then you pump it up. And you pump it up on your gauge until it gets to, I go between 15 and 20. But sometimes you can even hear it seal when you're doing it. But once you get done pumping it up with your hand, and what's nice about that is if you would lose electricity, you could still seal those jars if you wanted to preserve something. You can also do it with a Food Saver. Food Saver has a tube, and you put it in there. But I find that the brake bleeder works a little bit better. And then when you're all done, you take the brake bleeder out of the tube, out of the top of the cap, take the cap off, and then you check it with your fingers. If you can push it off with your fingers, the lid, then you have to do it again or maybe try a different lid. But if
hey, so
you want
class,
to explain
what,
it better.
Yeah, no, what Kathy's saying is, think of it like this. Think of it like a, you know what a caulking gun is like? You squeeze the handle. Okay, you squeeze it and caulk comes out of the end of the caulking gun. Well, a brake bleeder has a handle like that. And it has a plunger, kind of like a large hypodermic needle. So if you had a hypodermic needle that had, let's say, a 1.5-inch diameter barrel or cylinder, and you squeeze the handle and pull the plunger backward, it would create a vacuum. And what Kathy's doing is applying... squeezing the handle to create a vacuum to withdraw the air out of these jars. And there is a gauge that is measured in pounds of pressure per square inch, and she takes it to around 15. So 15 pounds per square inch of vacuum. Not pressure, but vacuum. And the reason it's called a brake bleeder is because we use it in the automotive shop. And when we want to flush out the lines, brake lines, or we replace a caliper or wheel cylinders or a master cylinder in the braking system of a vehicle, we need to get the air out of the line because air gets in the line and you will not be able to stop the vehicle. So you apply vacuum at the wheel location, at the wheel cylinder, and you apply pressure by stepping on the brake pedal. So it takes two people the way we do it. And it works great. So I was quite impressed that Kathy knows what it is and uses a brake bleeder. And you can do what she talked about. And you can find them on the internet. The one that we have is called MightyVac, MITYVAC. I have a feeling Kathy has the same one. And they're about $30, and you can buy them on at AutoZone if you want. Take a look at some YouTube videos on how to use it in, for bleeding brakes as well as for food storage. We'll be right back with Kathy in Ohio.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is introducing legislation to create a panel to decide whether President Trump is physically and mentally able to serve. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise believes Pelosi's priorities are mixed up.
This shows you just how misplaced Speaker Pelosi's priorities are. We should be in Washington helping families that are struggling and recovering, small businesses that would love another round of Paycheck Protection Program funding where there's massive bipartisan support.
the Louisiana congressman speaking there on Fox News. Hurricane Delta is on track to make landfall in Louisiana today. Mandatory evacuation orders are in effect.
Just get ready. Hope for the best. Hunker down. That's all you can do. We've lucked out twice this year, so, you know.
The hurricane could make landfall as a Category 3 storm. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's not known if the top two presidential candidates will debate again before the election. Democrat Joe Biden is blasting the latest proposal from President Trump's team. The president saying he would like to not be part of next week's virtual town hall. They have instead called for a delay in debates. As far as President Trump not taking part in the virtual town hall, Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz says it was a good move.
To hold a virtual debate, that benefits Joe Biden, that lets his staff be in the room, that lets him receive assistance. One of the real concerns a lot of people have is if Joe Biden is even up to it, and if you insulate him and let him do the debate from the basement, that's eliminating the debate aspect of it. And listen, I think the reason the commission did this is the Democrats right now think they're winning. They believe Joe Biden's winning. I think they're very happy for Joe not to leave his basement for another minute between now and Election Day. And if the commission sticks to we're going to do it virtually, I think the president's right saying I'm not going to participate in the charade.
More than 50 million people watched the debate between Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris Wednesday night. Nielsen Media Research reports that's up 26% compared to the debate between Pence and Virginia Senator Tim Kaine 4 years ago. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Got your.
Take my.
When you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
During the break, I just went to samsclub.com, and I thought, let's go check and see if you can buy canned corn. Well, you can in the number 10 cans if you go there. But can you get it online? No. Can you get the small cans, you know, the kind that you typically buy, those 15-ouncers? No, they're out of stock. And what I'm finding is exactly what Kathy's saying. You go to check to buy something, and it's out of stock. And now what's happening, what they used to do, a lot of these websites, is that you could find the item that you're looking for, and it would say it's out of stock. Now they delete the item, so you can't even find it. So unless you have a previous search and you know exactly what it's called and the model number, etc., then you can find that it's out of stock. But if you don't have it, you do a search and you try to find that item, you can't find it in many cases. So, Kathy, what else have you found? This should be pretty a great concern to our entire class.
Vince, I want to say that a couple things that I have found, and I wanted to mention that might help some people. Big Lots has vinegar in gallons. It's $2.25 a gallon. And I did go shopping about a week and a half ago, and I had read about it, so I thought, okay, I'm right here. I'm going to check and see what their supply is. And they had a decent supply of, I would say, like standard items in the grocery store. They had canned goods. They had seasonings and things like the, your rice and flour. But the vinegar was cheaper. And I want to say that, like, a couple places that I did find, I was looking for masking tape, and masking tape for one roll was, like, $3.79. And someone told me they were at the dollar store, and dollar store had it $40, and it was made in the USA. So that, maybe, I don't know if it's nationwide or if it's just in my area, but that's something if somebody does go there. And the one that I looked at the store a couple months ago, that was $3.49 or $3.79. That was made in a different country. It wasn't even, it was like the brand, I can't think of the brand name masking tape now, but that it wasn't even made in the U.S. So when I went to the dollar store, I did pick up like four or five rolls just to have it because it was so much cheaper, but it was made in the United States. The other thing I wanted to mention was washcloths and towels. I thought about it, and I think you and one of the other instructors might have mentioned that there was a shortage. So about a week and a half ago when I went shopping, I went to Sam's, and they were out. They had a few towels left, maybe four towels, no hand towels, no washcloths, and I asked the lady, are you getting any more in? She goes, we haven't gotten any in for months. She goes, I don't know what's going on. She said, sheets are now becoming in short supply. So the one thing I want to talk to people with washcloths is when I did look at them, I looked at a couple stores. They are made, some of them are made so cheap, but they still want a lot of money for them. If you look at the loop on the washcloth, it was already all snagged up. So if you bought those will not last that long because it's going to get caught on everything. So I always look for like a shorter loop. If you can like turn it over and pull it and it pulls out, that washcloth is going to look all snagged up in a matter of a couple months. So I did find a pack that the loop was real tight on it, and I couldn't pull the threads through to make it look like there's a snag in there. So I would say if you need washcloths or towels or hand towels, look for that when you go to buy it. Look for a good quality, a thicker washcloth. Doesn't necessarily have to be those super soft ones, but make sure that the weave, I guess, is what I'm trying to explain, is a little bit tighter. But those were short supply everywhere I went. There was only, when I bought two packs of eight, and there was only maybe four more packs left, and that was all they had in the store.
How about socks? Have you found socks difficult to find? For example, men's socks that women can wear as well. I'm not talking about these sneaker socks where, you know, your ankles show. I'm talking about the traditional, not up to your knee, but, you know, mid-calf kind of socks that you'd wear around the farm.
You know, Vince, I hadn't looked for those. Those have been in short supply when we first had this. Even before we had the shutdown, socks were in short supply. I can remember going to one of the stores, I think it was TJ Maxx or something. I used to get a certain brand that my husband liked, and it was there. It was just, there was maybe a couple random pairs of dress socks, but all the socks that you're talking about, that's something you would wear with work boots, they were just gone. So So I'm anticipating that it'll probably happen again, especially with winter coming. And now if there's any kind of uprising or any kind of shutdown again, I would imagine that's the same. I do want to make another comment that I did look up ball canning supplies, and there is a letter that was sent out to people that they are not going to make any more supplies available to the stores for the rest of the year. They might not even be ready till March or April of next year. And if you do have an order, they're canceling your order because they're just not keeping up with the supplies that they need to send out. So just if somebody was waiting for something, that would be something that you might as well just know you're probably not going to get them.
So the price of three pairs of gold toe socks, men's, socks, about $8 a pair. $8 a pair.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I remember, Christmas time at Sam's Club, you could get, I think, probably four pairs for, $10. Yeah. And good quality sneakers.
Go ahead.
Good quality sneakers are going to, I'm talking about leather sneakers, ones that, not just for, walking down the sidewalk. I'm talking about durable sneakers. The best brand I found is Brooks. And I think they're absolutely fabulous, but they're really hard to find. Really hard to find. And they're really expensive. I'm talking close to a couple hundred dollars for a pair of sneakers, which is crazy to me. So what I'm finding exactly what you're finding, Kathy. There's all kinds of shortages. And who would have thought? Who would have thought that you wouldn't be able to buy paper towels? Who would have thought that? Mm-hmm. You can buy the junky ones, but it's hard to find, the good quality ones. The kinds that we use in the shop. And it's hard to find the gloves, those latex gloves that we wear in the shop, the blue ones, when we, want to keep our hands from getting all filthy with oil and grease. We're running on, the ones that we bought before the Corona panic. What else have you seen, Kathy?
Vince, Menards has a good price on Borax, washing soda, felt naphtha. I had to go in a couple weeks ago, and I happened to walk by, and I'm going to look at see what the price is. They were cheaper than Walmart. They were cheaper than our other, we have a Kroger and a couple other grocery stores here. They were a dollar cheaper on some of the brands that I had. So if somebody is in Menards and needs any of that, our store has a little cleaning section now, and they added that. So, and Menards has a decent price on vinegar, too. So if somebody is in Menards and you need it, I would say, stock up, because they didn't have a lot on the shelf. They had a couple boxes each, but I don't know if that's typical. I don't go in there that much, but I will check next time I go. Vince, the other thing is some places we're coming into the holiday season and the Christmas season. They have seasonal foods, and I know that Aldi's has things like molasses. They only have it they'll maybe get it right around now, and they'll have it until Christmas, and then they won't carry it. But they always have a great price on their molasses. So I always buy four or five jars to get me through till the next year, because it's a lot cheaper than paying probably double the price anywhere else. Now I don't know what's going to happen this year with the way the food is, but Costco always carries vanilla beans, just the beans. And I make my own vanilla extract. And they did have it in at our Costco, so I bought one. And it's real easy to make your own vanilla extract at a fraction of the cost. You just take two or three vanilla beans and you scrape out the seeds. And then you put in a cup and a half of vodka, and you put it in a jar and shake it up and leave it in there. And every couple of weeks, shake it up. And in a few months, you'll have your own vanilla extract. And if it's too, you can always add a little more vodka if you want it to have more of the stronger flavor. in the scent, but if not, that's a real cheap way to do it. There again, some of the stores only carry it right now, so you might be smart to look for those things that maybe can carry you through. Now, maybe they'll have more specialty flowers and things coming in, but I just wanted to mention that to kind of keep your eyes open if you're...
Yeah, since you mentioned vodka, Klaas, you may want to stock up on a couple fifths of vodka. And the reason for that is you can make your own tinctures with vodka. So, for example, you can get fresh hot peppers, like cayenne and other hot peppers. And that's what we do. And we wash them, of course, put them in a blender, puree them, add some vodka, and put it in a jar, fill that jar almost all the way to the top. I mean, very little air. And put that jar in a cabinet. Shake it every day. You know, keep it out of the sun, of course, dark. Shake it, shake it, shake it every day. And within a month or two, you'll have a tincture. You can take a coffee filter, a paper coffee filter, and filter out the sediment, and you will have a tincture of hot peppers, which is kind of like those drops that people sell to help with circulatory issues. So look it up. Don't believe anything I say, but you can make your own tinctures. And vodka is a great, great alcohol to use because it's safe. Just a thought. Kathy, have you made tinctures?
I have, Vincent. I'm glad you mentioned it. I totally forgot to mention it. That's a great idea. And you can make your own elderberry syrup, too. Our little health food store has a kit, and it's very reasonable. It's almost better for me just to get that. They make up their own. And I, when I make up my elderberry syrup for the winter, I get three, I think they're 20-ounce bottles out of it, and it's like $10, so it's real cheap. Vince, the other thing is, too, is the shipping, I think, is what's hurting a lot of people. I mean, when you go to buy something, sometimes the shipping is outrageous.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why you might want to consider a Sam's Club Plus membership and get free shipping. Kathy and I'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us, and she's our domestic engineer, and she's ringing the alarm. And she is telling us all that supplies are getting harder and harder to find. The supply chain is broken. And you can't just get what you want just because you want it. And the prices are going up. And they're not going to come down. And with the next stimulus package, the next riot-preventing stimulus package, or riot delaying, I should say. I don't think it'll prevent the riots. It will just delay them a little bit more. That is going to be inflationary again. So we are seeing the cost of goods, the price of goods that are of quality going higher and higher and higher. And I've seen 2, 3, 4x, and so has Kathy. So if it cost X in the good old days, you know, like December, it might cost 2 times that, or 3 times that, or 4 times that now. Kathy, what else are you seeing?
Vince, can I mention seeds, garden seeds? I talked to the white seed harvesting company. I talked to Mike yesterday, and I asked him the availability, and he said they have seeds, but he said that they are not as plentiful as normal, and he said that it probably would be a good idea if you wanted them to order them soon because he has a feeling they'll run out. Some he said they have a lot, and some are, you know, not where he would like it to be. So he feels that they'll run out. So I asked him how to store, like how he would recommend to store the seeds, and he talked about putting them in a mason jar in the refrigerator, but don't crank it down real tight. A little bit of air has to get in there. And you can put a oxygen absorber in it. And he said there's some you can buy online, and they will change color when they're no longer working. And so that's what he recommended. That way it kind of keeps them fresh. And he said the lifespan of seeds are different, but typically with like things like onion, parsley, lettuce, those will last 1 to 3 years, and tomatoes, cucumbers, and melons will go a little bit longer. They can go maybe 3 to 4 years, but you can do a little test, and you can wet the seeds, put them in a like a baggie, leave it open, and check them in about 10 to 15 days, and if they start to sprout, you know you have a viable seed. So I just wanted to mention that in case people wanted to order seeds. I know that they're heirloom seeds, and so that's important too.
And the gentleman that you're referring to is Mike Knox, N-O-C-K-S, and he's a USA Prepares instructor, and he's in Missouri. So Mike Knox has been on the air with us for years, and he's been to the expos. And, Kathy, so when you talked to him, did you let him know that you were an instructor?
I did, Ben, yeah.
Did he have a reaction to that?
He spoke very highly of you. He says, oh, yes, I know Vincent. So,
well, he's a real gentleman, and so I'm glad you did. So, class, if you happen to call White Harvest Seed Company, WhiteHarvestSeed.com, if you happen to call them and order seeds, make sure you let them know that you heard about Mike Knox and his family. It's a family company on USA Prepares, because he is an instructor, and I think it would be a nice thing to do to let them know that. That they are highly thought of here at USA Prepares. Kathy, what else are you finding that you'd like to share with us?
Vince, there's a book called Seed to Seed, S-E-E-D, and the lady's name is Suzanne Ashworth, and it's extremely comprehensive. I ordered a paperback book, and it came in, and it tells you everything about the zone and how to plant it, how to save it. I mean, it's very comprehensive. I am learning how to save seeds more than I ever have. And I wanted to mention before we are done, I didn't get into much of the gardening things, but two things I think would make a smart thing to do would be to make like a garden calendar. Even if you have to sketch around your garden and hand sketch it, write down what you put in, when you planted it, how it was, did it produce, and write down the mistakes you made and the things that came out well. And that way it gives you a chance to look back and reflect, because you're not going to remember everything that you put in, and the tags are going to come off. And so I always, well, I didn't do it this year because I was so busy, but I typically write out just a handwritten garden calendar. And the other thing is to learn your frost date. Like I'm in a zone 5, so my frost date's coming up in the next week or two, so I will probably lose everything I have. But if you learn your frost date, then you know just about when you have to harvest everything. And last but not least, I wanted to mention, when you have to transplant, try to transplant things 6 weeks before you get the ground gets really hard, just so that it has a chance to get in and get situated.
Kathy, thanks so much. We're out of time.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.